Will the Senate please come to order? Will the members please vote to signify their presence?
Roll shows 18 members present this morning, Mr. President.
Will the members please stand for the invocation by John Padden of the Church of Christ?
Dearest God, thank you for life, and thank you for this, a glorious day. Thank you for the opportunities you provide us to serve all Alaska's people. Let the service be such that our children, their children, and the children of people we do not know may look back on our time with gratitude. We ask your guidance and protection as our troops help feed Somalian children. I come to you in the name of life, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Senator Donnelly, would you lead us in
pledge? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Will the Secretary please certify the journal?
I wish to certify as the correctness of the journals for the 15th and 16th legislative days, Senate Supplement Number 2, and House and Senate Joint Journal Supplement Number 4.
Senator Taylor?
I move and ask unanimous consent that journals and supplements be approved as read by the Senate Secretary.
Without objection, the journals and supplements are approved as read. That brings us to introduction of guests. Senator Duncan?
Mr. President, there will be a minority caucus on a motion to recess.
Senator Taylor?
Yeah, we'll have a majority caucus on the same recess.
Would you like to do that, Senator Taylor?
I would so move. We stand
without
in recess.
Objection, the Senate stands in recess to the call of the chair. Please come back to order. We had just finished introduction of guests. We're under messages from the governor.
Message dated January 26th, dear Mr. President. I have read the following resolution and am transmitting the engrossed and roll copies to the Lieutenant Governor's office for permanent filing. Senate Resolution Number 1, establishing a Senate Special Committee on Oil and Gas. Senate Resolve Number 1. Sincerely, Walter J. Heckel. Message dated January 26th, dear Mr. President. I am hereby withdrawing from consideration Executive Order Number 81 relating to the Alaska Science and Technology Foundation. Sincerely, Walter J. Heckel. And those are all the messages from the governor this morning, Mr. President.
Messages from the House?
There are no messages from the House.
Communications?
Reports received. Oil and Hazardous Substance Release Response Fund Annual Report from the Department of Environmental Conservation. Alaska Commission on Post-Secondary Education Report, December 1992. Non-Permanent and Emergency Employment Report, 1992, from Department Administration. Supplement to Prior Year Loan and Program Booklets from Randy S. Welker, Legislative Auditor, in accordance with AS 2460. And those are all the communications this morning, Mr. President.
Reports to standing committees.
State Affairs Committee considered Senate Joint Resolution Number 6 proposing amendments to the Constitution authorizing the use of the initiative to amend the Constitution of the State of Alaska by approval of two-thirds of the votes cast on the proposed amendment. The majority of the committee recommends do pass. Report was signed by Senator Lehman, Chair, concurring Senators Taylor and Miller. Senator Duncan and Senator Ellis signed no recommendation. Fiscal note attached. Senate Joint Resolution Number 6 has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. State Affairs Committee considered Senate Joint Resolution Number 8, proposing amendments to the Constitution relating to capital projects and loan appropriations and to the expenditure limit. The majority of the committee recommends do pass. Report was signed by Senator Lehman, Chair, concurring. Senators Taylor and Miller. Senator Duncan signed do not pass. Senator Ellis signed no recommendation. Fiscal note attached. Senate Joint Resolution Number 8 has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. State Affairs Committee considered Senate Joint Resolution Number 11, proposing an amendment to the Constitution relating to repeal of regulations, and reports it back as follows. Senator Lehman, Chair, signed no recommendation. Senators Taylor, Duncan, Ellis, and Miller signed do pass. Fiscal note attached. Senate Joint Resolution Number 11 has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. Resources Committee considered Senate Bill Number 43, establishing a grant program related to transportation of elk, recommends it be replaced with the Resources Committee substitute, move title, and reports it back as follows. Senator Miller, Chair, and Senator Frank signed do pass. Senators Pierce, Scharf, Adams, and Lehman signed no recommendation. Zero fiscal note attached. Senate Bill Number 43 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. Labor and Commerce Committee considered Senate Bill Number 44, civil liability for skiing accidents, recommends it be replaced with Labor and Commerce Committee substitute and reports it back as follows. Senator Kelly, Chair, signed do pass. Senators Pierce, Rieger, Salo, and Lincoln signed no recommendation. 2-0 fiscal notes attached. Senate Bill Number 44 has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. Labor and Commerce Committee considered sponsor substitute for Senate Bill Number 47 relating to equipment registration and identification of custom collector vehicles. Majority of the committee recommends do pass. Report was signed by Senator Kelly, Chair, concurring. Senators Rieger, Salo, and Lincoln. Senator Pierce signed no recommendation. Fiscal note attached. Senate sponsor substitute for Senate Bill Number 47 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill 48, supplemental appropriation for certain elections for regional educational attendance area school boards. The majority of the committee reports it back with no recommendation. Report was signed by Senator Phillips, Chair, concurring Senators Halford and Taylor. Senate Bill Number 48 has a further referral to the HES Committee. And those are all the standing committee reports this morning, Mr. President.
Reports of special committee. No, we've gone through. No, reports of special committees.
There are no special committee reports.
Introduction of Senate resolutions.
There are no Senate resolutions.
Introduction of Senate bills.
Senate Bill Number 68 by Senator Taylor, an act relating to notaries and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs, Labor and Commerce, Judiciary.
Senate Bill Number 69 by Senators Taylor and Duncan, an act prohibiting employers from discriminating against individuals who use legal products in a legal manner outside of work.
Labor and Commerce and Judiciary.
Senate Bill Number 70 by Senator Duncan, an act establishing a loan guarantee and interest rate subsidy program for assistive technology.
Hess, Labor and Commerce and Finance.
Senate Bill Number 71 by Senator Lehman, an act relating to emergency medical services and repealing obsolete references to the statewide health coordinating council and health system agencies.
Hess, Labor and Commerce, Finance.
Senate Bill Number 72 by Senator Phillips, an act relating to treatment of permanent fund dividends for purposes of determining eligibility for certain benefits and providing for an effective date.
Hess, Judiciary, Finance.
Senate Bill Number 73 by Senators Kelly, Lehman, Halford, Pierce, and Frank, an act relating to the time for filing certain civil actions and providing for an effective date.
Labor and Commerce and Judiciary.
Senate Bill Number 74 by the Senate Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act making a supplemental appropriation for costs of elections operations and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
Those are all the bills for introduction this morning.
That brings us to consideration of the daily calendar.
Citations on Renew and Agnes Schlofelt by Senator Sharp, Frank, Miller, Pierce, Halford, Lincoln, and Lehman, Senator Petula, Representative Deasy, Bryce, Sitton, Thurl, and Davis, honoring Mount Edgecombe Academic Principal Bill Denkinger, Senators Taylor, Pierce, Adams, Lincoln, Donnelly, Petula, and Little.
Senator Taylor.
I move that unanimous consent the citation calendar be approved.
We Without objection, the citation is appearing on today's calendar adopted. That brings us to unfinished business. Senator Taylor?
I'd move and ask unanimous consent that the publication and notice requirements be waived on the citation honoring David McGuire and that it be taken up as a special order of business at this time.
Without objection, the McGuire citation is before us.
Honoring David A. McGuire, M.D., by Senators Pierce, Halford, and Kelly.
Senator Taylor?
Yeah, I'd ask that my name be added also to that citation. There may be others.
Without objection, your name will be added.
I would at this time move and ask unanimous consent that the citation be approved.
Without objection, the McGuire citation is approved. That brings us back. Under unfinished business, I'd like to add a referral to the Judiciary Committee on Senate Bill 60, that's appropriations for school construction. Senator Phillips.
Mr. President, I want to move and ask unanimous consent that be excused from the call of the Senate from 8 a.m. Friday, January 29th, through 10 a.m. Monday, February 1st.
Is this official business or?
No, personal.
Without objection, Senator Phillips will be excused on personal business as requested. Senator Duncan. Without objection, we're at ease. Will Senate please come back to order? We were under unfinished business, I believe. Is there any further unfinished business? Senator Duncan, under unfinished business?
Thank you, Mr. President. If I could have the latitude to ask a question, because it may be that committee announcements will on be made as a result of my question. I'm several days ago, on behalf of the minority, sent a letter to you suggesting that there should be committee hearings, a committee process on all the executive orders that have been submitted by Governor Hickel, because we believe that process, if there are not committee hearings, we will never understand the impact of those executive orders. I have not had a reply. I was wondering if your majority has considered what will be happening on the executive orders, if there will be a hearing process, and when will those be scheduled. We only have 60 days to take action. Of course, we're already into the 18th day or whatever.
I would encourage the committee chairs that have executive orders to take a look at them, and if your members want to have a hearing, have the hearing so that you don't make a decision by default that's not your intent. Please take a look at the executive orders and do it in a timely fashion. Senator Duncan, and I think you're on target on that comment. Under unfinished business, Senator Rieger.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent that my name be added as a co-sponsor on Senate Joint Resolution 11, which is the act relating to annulment by resolution.
Without objection, Senator Rieger will be added to SJR 11. Continue.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the HES Committee waive referral of Senate Bill 48, which is a supplemental for certain regional REAA school board elections.
Without objection, the referral of Senate Bill 48 to the HES Committee will be waived. What's the next committee referral?
Next committee referral is Finance.
Thank you, Senator.
Okay. One more.
Continue.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the call of the Senate this Friday evening, January 29th, through plain time, Monday morning, February 1st.
Without objection, you're excused as requested. That is not time that we intend to be in session. Further unfinished business? Announcements.
Somebody else? Mr. President? I'd like to announce to the body that the Senate and House Judiciary Committees will hold a joint meeting on February 3rd at 1 p.m., room 120, for the purpose of reviewing the background and qualifications of the public member appointees to the Select Committee on Legislative Ethics.
Thank you, Senator, and I appreciate the fact that that is accelerated by a week from the last time we heard. Further announcements? Special orders? Senator Taylor, under special orders?
I was just going to adjourn us.
Senator Duncan.
And if I could have the privilege of the floor to read you a communication from the Senate Minority, please.
Without objection, you have the privilege of the floor to read a communication from the Senate Minority.
Thank you,
Without
Mr. President.
Without warning.
Thank you, Mr. President. And the letter is being delivered to your office, I think. It should be delivered to your office momentarily. It's a letter, Mr. President. Let me read it and then make a statement. Dear Senator Halford, the Democratic Senate Minority appreciates the appointment of the special investigator to handle the complaints arising from Senator George Jackal's recent conduct. However, we believe the following actions should be taken as soon as possible by you and the majority. One, immediately schedule public hearings for all public members appointed to the Select Committee on Ethics. We will vote for the appointment of the Senate members to committee as soon as you bring them before the Senate. Secondly, remove Senator Jackal from direct authority over all legislative staff, including Senate floor staff, pending the results of the Ethics Committee investigation of this serious matter. The legislature must take immediate steps to ensure a full and expeditious public process on this issue, and is signed by myself as Minority Leader, Senators Curtula, Adams, Donnelly, Salo, Lincoln, Ellis, Zaroff, and Little. Mr. President, we send you this request formally because we believe it is important for the legislature to move forward on this issue. None of us take this lightly. It's a very serious issue. It needs to be adequately addressed. We are very much concerned about not only the public perception, but what actually might transpire over the next two or three, 4 weeks, however long it takes. So we urge the immediate appointment of the Ethics Committee, both public and Senate members. We also are concerned that until this issue is adequately resolved and either and cleared up one way or the other, that the staff should have all assurances that they will be treated as professionals, and that we asked, and that's why we're asking that any oversight of the staff be removed from the senator's jurisdiction. Thank you.
Just a brief response, Senator Taylor. I believe we have just announced we've been able to accelerate the public member hearings. I will make the Senate appointments as soon as we've had a conversation and are sure that we have the votes to confirm Senate members. With regard to floor staff, Senator Jacko did, at his instruction, put the floor staff under the President's office. The other staff is not directly supervised, as you know, by the Rules Committee in any way. But we have taken, I think, some of those actions, and we look forward to working with you on the appointment of the Senate members.
Mr. President, not to prolong the debate, but just as clarification then for the Senate minority and also, I think, for the public, your intention then is to hold that hearing process on the Ethics Committee, bring those members to the floor next Wednesday?
As rapidly as we can. I don't have obviously I have to deal with the committee process, but the date that you mentioned, is that a Tuesday, a Wednesday? What day is it? Okay, that will be the committee process, and hopefully we can get a recommendation out of that committee, if possible, on that day, in which case we'd have it before us on the floor on that Friday, I guess.
And let me reemphasize the words we had in our letter. We stand ready to confirm the Senate appointees when you bring them to the floor. That's a direct statement from the minority. Secondly,
can we take it at ease?
You can do you may do whatever you'd like to do, Mr. President. It's your prerogative. Secondly, if I might clarify, and ask you for clarification, the transfer of the floor staff to your office, has that been done formally, and is it for the duration of any possible investigation by the committee, or is it just for the 10-day period? We're talking about the duration until this is resolved adequately in the public's mind as well as in our mind.
That was done by letter by Senator Jacko, and it's my understanding it's for the duration of the investigation. Senator Kelly, we'll stand at ease. Will the Senate please come back to order? We are under unfinished business. At this time, I would like to appoint Senator Curtula and Senator Pierce to serve as the Senate members on the Select Committee on Legislative Ethics. And I don't think either one of those members are seeking that position, and I thank them in advance for their willingness to accept that responsibility.
Mr. President?
Senator Taylor.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate confirm Senate Committee on Legislative Ethics appointees Senator Curtula and Pierce.
It has to be a two-thirds vote, so it should be a roll call.
Okay, I ask the chair to allow me to withdraw my request for unanimous consent and merely move the confirmation.
The motion is before the Senate. The question is, shall the senators appointed be confirmed as the Senate's members on the Ethics Committee? Would all the members please vote? Has any member failed to vote? Would the secretary lock the roll? Does any member wish to change their vote? Would the secretary please record the roll? The roll shows 18 yeas and no nays, so the Senate members of the Ethics Committee have been confirmed. Senator Curtula.
Mr. President, one slight request, and that is that during session, I think the responsibilities of the Senate are paramount right here, that during session that those meetings on ethics, if we need to be physically present, that they be held in the Capitol during the period of the time that the Senate's in session. I think that's Senator Drew has immense responsibilities. I have some responsibilities, and they're here first, even though that is an extremely important responsibility. But I'd ask that those members that are confirmed be at least limitedly instructed that during session that we have these meetings here, unless we can do it by teleconference. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. I absolutely agree with that, and I think that in the confirmation process, that question should be asked to be sure that members can, in fact, attend meetings in Juneau. Senator Duncan.
Thank you, Mr. President. Not to drag on this issue, but in relationship to the letter that we wrote, could you provide to at least the minority members of the body the letter from Senator from Pedro Bay to you confirming that the responsibility of staff has been turned over, and I guess confirms that that's for the duration of this investigation?
Yes, I'll do that. Is there further announcements or special orders? Senator Taylor?
I move and ask unanimous consent. The Senate stand in adjournment until 11 a.m. Friday, January 29th.
Without objection, the Senate's adjourned.